Hi, everybody. I am Brandon Sewell. I am the owner of Seal Pro Painting and now also Seal Pro Seal and Wash in Central Florida. I'm also the host of the Off the Ladder podcast. We exist to help home service business owners learn so that they can lead well and ultimately live life off of the ladder. Today's guest on the show is Chris Nelson. He is the senior manager of vertical marketing at CallRail. A lead intelligence platform that helps businesses of all sizes turn more leads into better customers. With more than 10 years of B2B and B2B2C experience marketing consumer durables and professional services, Chris leads CallRail's efforts to grow in key industries and is responsible for the lead intelligence platform's go-to-market strategy and efforts in partnering with contractors and other home service pros. Chris practiced business, real estate, and construction law for 6 years before joining one of his clients, a regional building materials wholesaler, as general counsel and head of HR. He then transitioned full-time to the business side, leading the company's marketing and strategy for several years, working with home improvement retailers and contractors. Chris played a key role in the company's efforts to build a service culture and expand geographically, as well as into new products. Having survived the pandemic-related supply chain issues, he is very excited to no longer have physical inventory to worry about. Well, without further ado, welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Brandon. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite an introduction there. Sounds like you've got a lot of interesting experience, you know, for your professional career. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's been a little bit of a winding road, a little different than your normal career path. Definitely, I started out doing a lot of business, real estate, and construction law. And that was graduated from law school 2006. So 2006 and 2007 were tremendous. And about September of 2007, it started drying up. And then by 2008, beginning of 2008, the bottom had completely fallen out with the housing bust. So I had to kind of reorient my career a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So that's how you, how did you eventually find yourself, you know, working for CallRail? What was the time span for that and what led you to that?
Sure. Had, you know, practiced on my own or with a small firm for a couple of years. Then I moved to what was my original client. The first client that I ever had was this building materials wholesaler, and was with them for upwards of 11 years. And then CallRail happened to be looking for somebody who was versed in both the legal market and home services, because those are both strategic industries for us. And I fit the bill, and that's how I was able to move into CallRail, and I've been here for 2 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good stuff. I'm excited to tap into your expertise and, you know, provide some value for our listeners. As we talked about before starting the interview, I am a big ambassador for Jobber, and that's what we've used as our CRM of choice to run our business. It's helped us to become more efficient, helped us to streamline our processes and how we bring in customers, how we nurture them and provide a service and finish out the job, and just makes that whole process really seamless and a great customer experience for not just our outside customers, but also our employees. It helps to serve them better. Everything's organized. They know where they're going day to day and what they're doing. So huge ambassador for that. And I've been super excited that you guys have now partnered up with Jobber to create this integration for Jobber's users. And, you know, for years, I've really felt like one of the pain points for Jobber was the lack of like reporting and tracking of marketing efforts, because You know, here we are, we're small businesses. We are trying to make the most of every dollar that comes in. And when it's difficult to track the efforts of, okay, I've put out X amount of dollars, what is my return on investment? Where is my business coming from? So now, obviously, with CallRails integration, Jobber's users will be able to really double down on those efforts that are bringing them the best results. So, you know, just to kind of kick this off, can you explain to maybe those who haven't heard of CallRail before, what exactly is CallRail and what is the service that you guys offer to contractors with this integration with Jobber?
Absolutely. CallRail is, we call ourselves a lead intelligence platform. We really have three products that are components of that platform. One is call tracking, one is form tracking, and one is conversation intelligence. So when you mix call tracking and form tracking together, that allows you to really get an understanding of all of the leads and track those leads that are coming either on online or offline channels. So everything that's coming in from your phone, and everything that's coming in maybe from a website form submission. And what we do is allow you to tie your marketing efforts to those leads that are coming in with that product. Conversation intelligence is a additional part of the platform, and that takes your conversations that you're having with all of those leads and gives you an understanding of everything that's going on within them, the keywords that might be coming out of them, how your team is responding to those leads, how they're answering the questions that are being asked, how they're taking whatever you're attempting to promote to those leads and getting it to, are they promoting it? Are they not promoting it? So all of that is the platform that we offer. And what we've been lucky to be able to do with Jobber is to be able to put together our customer base that is home services owners and contractors, which is now almost 8,000, and be able to work with those who are at Jobber and really kind of to provide that experience and that knowledge to everybody who is a Jobber customer as well.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, now let's jump into maybe some specific features in CallRail. When I initially started using CallRail, it can be somewhat overwhelming and like understanding what, you know, the purpose of each different feature is. So if you don't mind, could you kind of give like a brief summary? I know you mentioned a couple of them there in that statement, but could you really kind of go a little bit deeper on some of those different features that CallRail offers? Maybe for someone who's looking at potentially using it, just helping them to really understand, like, you know, maybe what features they may need or what they may not need and what they're going to do. And just give a pretty in-depth explanation if possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really depends. One, if your business, are you doing any, do you have a website with your business, right? If you've got a website, then you might have form submissions that are coming in. You might have people who are visiting that site from another place on the web. So that's kind of, I think, the initial question. Once you've determined that, you can really look at, okay, these features that we have, certainly you're getting phone calls. That's going to be your primary lead channel. So the call tracking that we provide, you're going to want to look into that, and you can really look at it based off, there's two levels of it. One is what we call source level tracking, which is, say I have a billboard, it's got a phone number on that billboard. I can track the leads that come from that billboard. Then if you've got more digital, you're doing more digital marketing efforts, you've got what is called visitor level tracking. And that is basically allowing you to show each unique visitor to your website a different tracking number so that you can get right down to the details of this was the keyword that they used that allowed, that caused them to come to us and to our website. So it really gets you granular details, much more so than that source level tracking, but it really depends on if you're doing any kind of digital marketing. Then, if you have any kind of form submissions, that's definitely something where you're looking at the form tracking that is offered. You can go then to a next level and sit there and say, okay, now I want to put some call flows in. So whatever is coming in on that tracking number, you can then route it to, say, you want two people to answer those phone calls specifically. You can actually go in there and route that to those people specifically. So you've got that type of ability to work within the system. It allows you to see all of the details with your leads. It gives you logs of all the calls and conversations that are having with those leads. And then it really, as you get into things like it gives you a complete caller timeline. You can get recordings of all of those calls so that you, as the business owner, could go in and listen to your team who's answering them without being and be able to just hear everything that is being said. And then, like I said, with that more enhanced product, the more advanced product that is conversation intelligence, you can actually take those call recordings and turn them into call transcriptions so that you have all records of all of the calls that have come in. You can then move it even further than that and summarize them so that what I looked at, part of what I did at my previous job was I managed our customer service team. And the ability to sit there and have a summary of all the calls that came in on a particular day, and then to be able to pick out, okay, I'm looking at this summary by particular team member as opposed to just a whole mess of calls that you have to sort through. That kind of stuff really makes your day easier, I think, as a business owner.
Yeah, it's really powerful. I think for some listeners, this may even sound overwhelming, and how all of this works. But what I realize is, like, as you grow as a business, your focus has to change, your strategy has to change, because what you do at one level in business is not going to work as you grow and you scale your business. So, for those of you who may be listening to this, if you're thinking about really growing your business, you want it to professionalize, you want to optimize it, and to really help serve your customers, your employees better, CallRail is really going to help you do that. And I like that you kind of hit on the fact that you can do, like, with the call recordings of, each call that comes in, being able to have a focus on, like, training. Obviously, as you grow as a company, you're getting more leads coming in, you're doing more sales, you're managing more people. What I think of is, like, now you've got more responsibility, and you can't handle that, like, whimsically, if that makes sense. You can't, it's like, you can't have, like, a nonchalant attitude of managing your team and all of that. So these resources will help you to train people to do their job better, to make sure that as you grow, the quality of your business isn't decreasing, if that makes sense. So as you grow, you got to make sure people are trained, that they know how to, handle all of these scenarios and get better. So that the business can still thrive as it's growing. So I like that you mentioned the training. I wanted to go a little bit deeper on some of these topics that you had mentioned. And one of the questions that I had is, I'm going to think about how to position this question, but if you're using, like, the keywords, what do you think is the best way, or for those who are implementing that, how are they going to use those keywords and those features to make their business better? What kind of purpose does that serve?
I think you've got two ways, really. One is if you're doing any kind of pay-per-click advertising, then understanding the keywords that you're bidding on in those ads, whether or not they're actually producing any kind of leads for the business. If you aren't producing any kind of leads, you're just wasting money with those. And then you can also see, based off of an understanding of are they producing or are they not producing, there might be one keyword that you're bidding on that is really producing a lot of business, and you want to be able to double down on that. So that allows you to drive more leads that way and or higher quality leads that way. The other thing that I think you could do is when you are going through and understanding how your team is responding to phone calls, you can look at if you're running a promotion. For example, maybe you have a spring cleaning promotion because now the time is coming up where people are going to start doing things spring cleaning wise. And you want to put a 20% discount and make sure that that's mentioned on every call. You could tag each of your calls with that keyword, saw it 20% off or something like that, and be able to see if your team is mentioning that on every call so that you can ensure that it's actually being promoted as opposed to it's just being left in the wind. There's somebody that's not talking about it. And you could really dial down to, okay, is my whole team just not talking about it? Or is it one particular person that I need to pull aside and say, look, we've got this promotion running. We've got to talk about this promotion because if we don't talk about this promotion, we're not going to get more customers taking it on. I think that that's where you've got both of those going on. I mean, there's a third piece that really is you can highlight how particular conversations are going with a positive or a negative kind of understanding. Or, you know, you could highlight each time a conversation keyword wise had a particular negative phrase to it. And that allows you to then say, okay, am I seeing 50% of my conversations just going sideways and they're not allowing me to convert into customers? So I think all three of those really lead to revenue.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, I think that maybe for some people who are listening to this, I think we'll have like a mixed audience, maybe some people who are smaller and maybe there's some businesses that are, you know, bigger, further along, have bigger teams. But I want to address just maybe the companies that are smaller. Maybe you're trying to figure out, because I know for myself, as I was growing my business, one of the challenges that I was constantly facing is you have such an influx of just data, you know, from customers coming in as leads, all these different avenues that you're spending money to try and bring leads in. And it can get really overwhelming really fast, especially as you're growing. And as you grow, you're going to face more nuanced problems like cash flow and trying to manage cash flow as you're producing jobs and things like that. And so I think it's really important that for you as a business owner, who is, you know, trying to grow, start off with the right tools. You know, I think it's easier to implement things like this, like a great CRM, a great software to manage your business early on so that you can grow in a healthy way. You know, so operationalize your business in such a way that you have these things set in place. So you're spending your money in a wise way, with data that is backing it from the beginning so that you can, you know, ultimately grow faster and healthier and make better decisions. You know, for myself, I wish I would have had CallRail like 5 years ago, because I wouldn't have wasted money on things that weren't working. So like for us as a business, we have assigned, you know, the different phone numbers to like every marketing campaign that we have, whether that's, you know, our GMB on Google, our website, you know, t-shirts, yard signs, flyers, door hangers, Facebook leads, everything, Instagram, everything just has a separate number. So as we're investing money into each one of these different things, we can go into our CallRail, you know, dashboard reports and see like, okay, this is how many number or calls came from this effort. You know, this is how much came from this. And then you can really decide on how to spend your money better. What would you say are some like best practices when using CallRail? How can people really maximize you know, the what CallRail has to offer with like the reporting and all the different features that CallRail has to offer?
That's a good question. I definitely think, going back to what you said just now, being organized, you know, from the get-go, no matter what size of a business you have, allows you to then scale that business to where you want it to go. And with the setup that CallRail allows you to have, you can sit there and put in call flows, which I definitely think is a best practice. You want to make sure that your calls are going to the right people. They're being answered by the right people. They're the people that are calling in are receiving the right messages. You definitely want to, I think, pull some tags so that you can find those keywords that are important to your business and really understand, are they coming in? Are they not coming in? Another thing that I think definitely that cost per lead report, where you were just mentioning, a lot of people have no idea. They're doing a lot of marketing spend. They're throwing this out there. They're trying this. They're trying that. They don't know where those results are coming from. So being able to set up that cost per lead and understand, these are where my leads are coming from. And I think what is equally important for a smaller contractor, and as much as it is for a big contractor, I managed our sales team as part of what I did in my previous job also. And you had quotes all day long. You know, you were quoting this job, you're quoting that job, you're doing this, you're doing that. Well, most of those were being written down on a piece of paper. And that is an organizational nightmare, because, you know, your sales guy will come back and he'll sit there and say, oh yeah, I quoted that, you approved that, no problem. But if you have no record of anything like that, you are just asking for it to be a profit sieve. And you, like you were talking about earlier, the margins are very tight and the profitability is very difficult. And so any type of profit sieve that you've got to be able to work through that. And just the fact that you can have records of what's going on, and then also you have records of your conversations with homeowners, because you and I know that they may not remember the conversation the same way you remember the conversation. And I think that's important. And that's important no matter whether you are a one van or whether you've got 100 trucks.
Are you a home service business owner? Do you have a strategic way to get reviews for your business on Google, Facebook, and other platforms? If you don't, then you need to implement NiceJob. Since implementing NiceJob, we have grown our reviews from 10 all the way up to over 60 reviews online in less than a year. If you're interested in using this feature in your business and growing your Google My Business reviews, then click on the link in the show notes and sign up for a free trial of NiceJob. And let me know if you sign up so I can help you to implement it and get a strategy in place with your team to get more reviews so you can start winning on Google and beating out your competition locally. Yeah, that's good. I want to segue really quick. As you were talking, I thought of a couple issues that CallRail solved for me. And when I first started my business, I was in a city where I had one area code for my business. It was a 407 number. A few years later, started a second location, which is now our main location, which is over in Titusville, Florida. And the area code is 321 here. So for years, what I was dealing with, because my main number was a 407 number, is people would be like, well, you're not local. And it would give them hesitate to work with us, because they're like, oh, well, you're all the way in Orlando. It's like, well, no, we're we're based here in Titusville. We have a location in Orlando, but, you know, we can take care of your project, no problem. What I love about CallRail is I was able to set up numbers that have this area code, and you could use, you know, different area codes, you know, based on maybe a particular service location. So let's say if you do want to target, you know, another market, you could set up a area code that's designated for that market, and not have that, you know, weird situation happen with customers.
Absolutely. I mean, you could do it down to your yard signs that you're putting out. If you want to have targeted yard signs so that those yard signs have the area code for wherever you're in, and then you have other yard signs with a different area code for the area over there, you could do it that way. You could do it with direct mailers. Yeah, well, you can absolutely just choose what kind of area code you want so that it maximizes that kind of local character of the business you've got.
Yeah. Another thing that we that CallRail solved for us is, you know, we had, obviously, when we answer the phone, we want to answer in a professional manner. So, you know, before I had a Google Voice number assigned for, you know, my business. And so when people would call, I had it saved in my phone. It would pop up and say Seal Pro Painting. And so I knew, okay, when I answer this phone call, I'm going to answer it different than I would answer just, you know, a personal phone call to my personal number. Now, what I didn't want to do, and others might run into this situation, is I didn't want to use my Google Voice number as like the number that these tracking numbers were being sent through, because then they would have this long pause, maybe, or maybe it wouldn't even work properly, where it's like, okay, now state your name for Google Voice, and then they have to wait for me to hit one to accept the number or accept the call. And so it could create like a weird thing there. But CallRail has a feature called, I believe you call it whispering.
Whisper.
Okay. Which is when somebody calls, you can set it up to basically it'll tell you, like, for example, with each one of our different numbers, it has like a whisper that says you're receiving a call for Seal Pro GMB or Seal Pro yard sign or business, whatever. It tells you where the call's coming from so that before you answer it, you know, okay, I need to answer this in a professional way, and it can be, you know, sent through, forwarded to your, you know, your cell phone. So yeah, I just wanted to mention a couple of those things and how that solved some problems for me.
I think absolutely. And, you know, on the whisper messages, for a business where you repeat customers are so important, mm-hmm. that to me, setting up a whisper message that says this is somebody who has been a customer already, you know, so that you know you're answering the phone or can prioritize that kind of phone call, I think goes a long way towards building the customer experience that you want to have for those customers.
Explain that, because maybe I'm not following you on exactly how that would work. How would you know that it was like a repeat customer?
Once you have somebody that's in the lead database and is in the caller log, you can tag them as a repeat caller.
Ooh, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So going into each individual lead and tag them, and then that would be like, it would come across as a whisper.
Yeah. You can create a whisper message just for those particular groups of customers.
Awesome. Now that's good stuff. Didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I think there are things that I don't know about our platform that amaze me about what we've got. And I know, you know, there's a lot that is there that is beneficial for a lot of different businesses. And I think we are just plumbing the surface of what is available for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much that you can do. And I think every business too is a little bit different in how they'll use it. You know, and utilize the software. I think there's, you know, different industries will have, you know, little nuances that cause them to use it in a different way. Also, your business size will probably determine how you're going to use the software. And, you know, that's one of the things that I like is you guys have multiple different options. It's not like a super like cut and dry, like this package. You can kind of like customize different features that you want to use. Also like based on call volume, like where you're going to be set up. And like in my onboarding process, I loved that I guess you would call it like your account rep was able to make a recommendation that was going to suit my business, you know, best. So I really loved that. Are there any of those other like little features that maybe we haven't talked about? I did mention, you know, the Whisper, you know, and setting up those things. Are there any other little features that maybe would be beneficial that we haven't talked about?
I don't know if it's necessarily that we haven't talked about it. I do think that things like keywords and maximizing your use of keywords in different ways by tagging and or creating automation rules for those keywords is really important to getting the most out of the platform. It's really all about taking that understanding that your time is extremely valuable, and it's extremely there's a lot of busyness to the day when you're running a business like this, and being able to use the platform to get the data you need as quickly as possible.
Are you a home service business owner that is trying to get off the ladder and work on your business instead of in it? Well, you need a robust CRM that is going to help your business to be more efficient and streamlined so that you can get your time back to focus on things that are going to help your business grow. Now, Jobber is going to help you to manage your client requests, your quotes, your jobs, and your invoicing. You can do everything all in one place and manage everything from start to finish. And not to mention Jobber payments. You don't have to chase around checks, try to go and collect cash, or wait for checks to come in the mail anymore. You can just get paid right on the spot with Jobber payments. If you're interested in implementing Jobber into your business, click on the show notes below and sign up for a free trial of Jobber. That's not it. Reach out to me. I want to help make sure that you maximize everything that Jobber has to offer so that you can get your business growing right away. Thank you so much. And let's get back to the Off the Ladder podcast. Absolutely. That's one of the things that we talk about a lot on here. You know, just when we're talking about growth and trying to create a business that it's efficient, having software is so key, and just being able to get data quick and efficiently so that you can make better decisions you know, really just run your business in a more efficient way. Talk a little bit about the Jobber integration. What are you excited about with that? How is this going to help Jobber users? Can you kind of talk a little bit more in depth into that?
Yeah, I think with Jobber, the exciting part is how much automation customers of Jobber will be able to have with this integration. No longer having to manually input lead details, no longer having that type of potential for things to fall through the cracks, being able to see your calls come in and automatically transfer into the requests that you have within Jobber and not have to manually input that, having caller logs available to you in a single dashboard, I think is something that is unique and has not been experienced, and again allows you to automate processes that you didn't have before and make yourself more productive as a business owner. Then being able to, within that Jobber platform, if you have our premium conversation intelligence feature, being able to get summaries of all your calls in the Jobber platform, I think takes it to another level, so that you not only have a caller timeline and those lead details, but now you can see the summary within your Jobber dashboard. So you're not having to toggle back and forth or do anything that is potentially time consuming. You can see it right then and there, and you can have an understanding of what the call is with just being able to glance at it, really.
Yeah, that's good. Like I said, I think this Jobber integration is going to be really key for Jobber users to level up their business. And, you know, one of the things that I think about when I'm looking at software is, you know, I remember I used to reach out to Jobber. I'm pretty familiar with like their support team and stuff like that. They're amazing with taking in, you know, feedback, implementing changes and things like that. So they're really awesome over there with those things and really tapping into like recommendations from their partners or users. And, you know, I love that. And, you know, I think every company or software has like a specialization, right? And so I think what's really powerful when these softwares come together and partner up is you're getting like the benefit of each expertise, right? So Jobber obviously really puts a lot of their time and effort into building a great CRM that handles things like, you know, managing their leads and nurturing leads, you know, their quoting, scheduling, and invoicing. But CallRail is like, that's a whole nother world, right? So I think having the integration is great because you can tap into the expertise of both sides, right? And I think if Jobber was trying to take that on themselves and create something that was, I don't know what the technical term is and as far as software, but let's just say that it was like their own like their own feature that was like their developers built into their software. It may not be as the same quality, right, as having an integration where like CallRail is, this is like what you guys do. So there's a lot to offer there. If somebody was interested in using CallRail or getting that integration set up, what does CallRail have to offer to somebody who's interested in just seeing maybe how it would work for them? And is there any type of special incentive that you guys have that you would want to mention to the listeners to give it a try?
I mean, you can do a free trial of our software. So it's a 14-day free trial. It's available to you anytime on our website. So you can definitely do that. And then for current Jobber customers, we do have a special offer that we're working with Jobber on that is available to them as a current customer. So you can definitely go to the website. You can go within Jobber to, there is a link to CallRail within Jobber if you're a current Jobber customer that allows you to get to our free trial and then go ahead and start that free trial.
Nice. And could you give maybe like a quick breakdown of like what some of the different packages are? I don't know if that's what you guys would call them, but what some of the different options are for people who might be interested?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have our basic package, which is just call tracking. And then from there, everything is going to build off of call tracking. So you can add form tracking to your call tracking. You can add conversation intelligence to call tracking, or you can add all three together. And really, depending on what you're doing, like I said, going back to, do you have a website or do you not have a website? I would really recommend, if you do have a website, all three of those, because I think they're beneficial. I think with the leads that you have coming in, unless you have call tracking and form tracking together, you're not seeing the complete picture of your leads, and you're not seeing the complete journey that they're having as they go through the buying process. And then conversation intelligence, I just think, is a home run product for anybody to understand the conversations that people are having with your business.
That's really good. We are we're actually using all of those, and I know too, like, can't you you can choose like how many how much minutes or whatnot call volume that you're going to have, so that'll affect to the pricing or how many numbers you have.
Yeah, you can definitely, there's, I mean, the base number is a 5 number plus 250 minutes, but then it customizes based off the scale of the business that you have. And really, you can adjust your plan as you get, as you grow, so that you can start with that smaller plan. And if you're somebody who's using 10,000 minutes, you can easily adjust that plan as you grow up to that 10,000 minutes.
Yeah, that's really good. What I would recommend to anyone who's interested in doing the trial is, obviously ask your whoever the account representative is that you're going to work on to get that trial set up. Give them a brief overview of your business, what you're currently doing to, what are you using as far as your marketing campaigns and things like that? What are you doing digitally? What are you doing with print? And then, you know, ask that account rep to give you a recommendation as to where you should get started. In that 2-week period, you're really going to find out where you need to be at based off of like your call volume, how many numbers you set up, like with your different campaigns. And then that'll give you just that understanding of where to get started if you decide to sign up and really make the best decision for what you're going to spend. Obviously I think, something to keep in mind when considering using the software is you don't want to get this set up and then not use it. Right. Because you know, it is an expense. You're going to pay for it monthly or annually, however you decide to do that. And really to get the most out of it and get a return on that investment is you want to use this. It's a powerful software. It's going to help you, but, the way that it's going to help you is if you really actually like get in there and, do the work to use it so that it's going to give you that information that you need to make those really, strategic decisions. If you're going to get it set up and then do nothing with it, well, then that might be kind of pointless. But to get in there, to look at the data that it's going to provide you, I was even surprised by some of the data that I ended up getting. I was like, wow, I didn't realize that this many calls were coming through my website. Like that was where a lot of my calls were coming through. I was expecting more calls to be coming through my GMB. And that wasn't the case. A lot of my calls were coming through my website. So, anyway, that's just a tip that I would have for you. But is there any final like words or anything that you would want to share about CallRail to maybe teach the listener or encourage them to use this for their business?
Yeah, Brandon, going back to you just mentioned it, make the most use of the product that you can. You know, it's a tool, and that tool is only as good as what you're doing with it. If you're not using it, if you just leave the tool in the shed, it's not going to be worthwhile for you as a business. So make that use of it. Understand that you can get information from it and glean insights into your marketing efforts that come from using this tool that then really allow you to grow the business the way you want to grow it. And I think, you know, the other part of it would be, we know that there is a shortage in the industry of skilled trade labor, and that you need to be able to maximize the time that you have to really grow your business. And this allows you to be, as a business owner, and even the people on your team in the business, it allows you to be more productive and more efficient. And that is going to really allow you to drive the growth of the business that you need to do going forward.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought I was going to wrap up, and I just thought of something else as you were saying that, just in encouraging people to use it. I thought about this, and this is a strategy that we're going to use, is creating, like, they call it like gamification, right? So with like our internal team, assigning tracking numbers to specific employees, and then having performance pay based on your turning your actual employees into marketers for you. So it's like, hey, lead painter, you're going to have business cards that have your call tracking number on. You're going to have door hangers that are assigned to you with a call track your call tracking number. And setting them up with some marketing materials, flyers, whatever. Maybe you assign a specific yard sign to a team. And it's like, okay, well, you're going to be incentivized to make sure that yard sign goes up on every single job, because whatever calls come in because you put that up is going to incentivize you to keep doing that, because you're going to get paid for it. And hand out more business cards, to your friends and relatives, because if we get a call from that, you're going to get some performance pay or some type of spiff. So that's something that I'm excited about implementing. And just turning every employee into a marketer for our business.
No doubt about it. I think the best marketing that you can have is a employee of yours who's doing a great job and provides the image that you want to provide to those homeowners that you have as customers.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I think there's so much possibility there. There's probably some things that we maybe didn't touch on, but I think that gives the listeners at least a good foundation of what CallRail has to offer and how it can help serve them and their business, their customers, employees, and really help them to grow a business and do it in a strategic way. So I really appreciate the insights that you've been able to share. I'm excited about the integration with Jobber, and I'm looking forward to that, partnership. Hopefully, just developing and getting better over time. I'm sure it will.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So to our listeners, if you've joined in today and you found this helpful, I'd appreciate if you're watching on our YouTube channel, please subscribe to the channel. Like this content, comment, tell us what you think, share it with somebody, turn on notifications. That's going to help us to reach more people with this content. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, I would greatly appreciate it if you would rate and review the show. Again, that's going to help us with those algorithms and reaching more people and getting the show out there. And then lastly, we do have the ability for you to subscribe and support the show monetarily. So if you're interested in being a sponsor of the show, please reach out, do that. We want to be able to create better content, reach more people, and help home service business owners. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time on the next episode of the Off the Ladder podcast.